اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إن لم تكن غفرت لنا فيما مضى من شعبان فاغفر لنا فيما بقي منه. Today I would like to speak on how to prepare for holy month of Ramadan, as we are very close to the month of Ramadan, and see how Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam used to prepare themselves for this holy month. One of the things that we have realized, in month of Sha'ban, one of the salawat that we used to recite, that was Salawat Sha'baniya. In this Salawat Sha'baniya, every single day we said, Allahumma inna hada shahru Sha'ban. This is month of Sha'ban. This is month of your messenger, Shahru Nabiyyik, Sayyidi Rasulik. This is month of your prophet and messenger. One of the most important way of preparation for something, that is ma'rifat, understanding, knowing about that. While we do not know importance of something, we will not be prepared mentally and physically for that aspect, for that important event. Let's say if you like to go to be guest in a house, so there can be certain types of the events. Sometime you are going to be guest of an ordinary person, and sometime you are going to be guest of a marja, a mujtahid, a leader, for example. Preparation for everything, it's going to be different. You are going to be mentally prepared when you like to go in presence of a great personality, a spiritual personality. Then you are going to look at some different things, rather than just looking at your dress or how to dress up and what is something that you have to wear. You are going to look that if you are going to be presentable over there. When we like to go to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, month of Ramadan, one of the names, it's been said, Dayafatullah, being as a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being that Allah becomes host and we become his guest. And then preparation is going to be different. That is one thing that is important to know about. Knowing of that month, Ramadan, this is one thing that we need to do. When we recognize that what type of month is month of Ramadan, what are the blessings, so that you can go through ahadith, du'as, that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they start asking from month of Rajab, oh Allah, give me opportunity that I can enter to this month. You know, how important is that an imam wishes that if I can enter to the month of Ramadan. Then in this month, before entering to the holy month of Ramadan, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam asks Allah for health. Allah, give me health that I can enter to the month of Ramadan. Give me this opportunity and keep that month safe for me, that this month is not going to cause any problem for me, and that is there is not going to be any type of the problem that is going to be for this month. This shows that our second important concern, it has to be our health. Because that is what I'm alayhi salam, they ask Allah, that if I'm healthy, then I can perform fasting. If I'm healthy, then I can take all the opportunities. And even in the night, which is night of Qadr, one of the most important du'as that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they recommended from mu'mineen, they have to do, that is al-afiyah, asking for health. Third aspect that we need to prepare ourselves, that is our spiritual preparation. Spiritual preparation, what it means, that I start thinking, what are my weaknesses, where I'm lacking, I'm entering to the holy month of Ramadan. I'm going to be guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month that awliya, they wish for this month. Am I prepared for that? Yes, we cannot be prepared completely, perfectly. But at least what we can do, that we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him for help, asking Him for support and help during this month. How we can ask help? Look at this phrase that Aimma alayhim salam, they used to read at the end of holy month of Sha'ban. Allahumma illam takun ghafarta lana fi ma mada. If my sins in the past are not been forgiven, faghfir li fi ma baqiya minhu. Now there are still few days remaining. Allah, forgive all those sins that are remaining. Or in dua that the sixth Imam has recited, he said, Ya man yaqbalu al-yaseer wa ya'fu anil kathir. Oh, you accept a little bit and forgives a lot. Our sins are plenty. Our deeds are little bit. Good deeds are only little bit. A little amount of our good deeds. If that is the case, then what we need to ask? Ya man yaqbalu al-yaseer wa ya'fu anil kathir. You are going to shower blessing on awliya during this month, Ya Allah. I don't have that capacity, but I have little amount of the deeds that I have committed during this year. Now I'm coming with that. You accept those little amount of that. So this is spiritual preparation. Spiritual preparation not only by saying, but acting upon that. There are wajibat, muharramat. If there are any wajibat remaining, we need to complete during these days. If there are fasts that are remaining from last year, we need to complete at this time. If there are kafaras that we need to give during these days that are remaining. We need to give that. All our dues. That our dues can be completed and then we can enter to the holy month of Ramadan. The spiritual benefit that we are going to obtain during that month after we complete our duties and give our dues, that is different than if we have many dues. So if we don't have time for that, at least we have time to do dua. And this is best of the dua. Allahumma illam takun ghafarta li fi ma mada. So maghfirat must be one of the most important concern of a mu'min before he enters to the holy month of Ramadan. Maghfira, asking maghfira, forgiveness. Because we do not know our status. Are we forgiven or not? This is something that we do not know. And our sins, if they are still remaining in our account, then we will not be able to achieve anything during the holy month of Ramadan, but we will be lacking in many things. This is another opportunity, brothers and sisters. Let us prepare for that. Preparing mentally, preparing spiritually, preparing physically, in all aspects, family-wise. Shaheed Mutahari, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, said that my family and my parents used to prepare for month of Rajab. From Rajab, they start asking, month of Rajab is reaching. We are close to the month of Rajab. And then when we were in the month of Rajab, it was like month of Ramadan. There was no difference between month of Ramadan and Rajab. So those are personalities, they reached up to the highest level. They achieved Shahadat with giving their services. And their services are accepted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That today, books of Shaheed Mutahari are being useful in all over the world. He became popular in youth. He became popular in scholars. Schools and centers are being opened with the name of Shaheed Mutahari. So you see that how they prepared Rajab, then Sha'ban, and then holy month of Ramadan. And how important, you know, importance of that, we can think about Prophet, peace be upon him, announcing within the people, preparing himself. He's Prophet of Allah, Sayyidu Rasulik. But he prepares. gives khutbah. It is said that the final week of holy month of Sha'ban, Prophet gives khutbah for the people about holy month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu 'anna fid dunya wal akhirah. And let us finish with the dua of holy month of Sha'ban. Allahumma illam takun ghaffarta lana fima madha faghfir lana fima baqiya minhu برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلواتك.